英语无门槛，吐槽无国界。 Hello everyone, this is 二师兄。今次要说的电影是《霍比特人2》。二师兄觉得这个命名不准确，因为不管是《霍比特人》的第几部，其实还都挺二的了。巴啦啦啦。
So, prepare yourself for an almighty rain that could make it totally invisible. And once you accept this setting, you wouldn't feel so surprised when you see the Hobbit uses it to save his ass once and twice and more. From the big spiders, the goblins, and so on. Hodet, are we watching the Hobbits or the Lord of the Rings?
所以说这个戒指这么厉害来的哦，被蜘蛛抓走了要靠戒指来救，被精灵抓走了要靠戒指来救，我们到底是在看指环王还是看霍比特人啊？哎，总之一旦接受了这个设定，
Once you accept this setting,
就会觉得编剧的脑洞也实在是萌萌哒的。前括号，请让我默默地擦拭一下被编剧蠢出来的眼泪。后括号。话说我们可以顺便脑补一下，霍比特人戴上戒指以后，左手右手一个慢动作去偷钥匙，然后在左手右手慢动作重播的去开门解救他同伴的画面，画面感实在是很足啊。2333
Almighty 万能的，比如 Almighty God 就是万能的上帝啊。 Invisible 隐形的，不可见的。
额外福利时间，教大家一句西班牙语哈，
Joder J-O-D-E-R 念 Joder，
就类似英语里面的 fuck 啦。大杂烩例句
Hold it. Once the almighty god gives me the ability of being invisible, I'd steal the legendary food, spicy bar, first. Because you know, normal people like me would never be able to afford some food valuable like this.
哦天哪，一旦万能的主给了我可以隐身的能力，我肯定首先去偷一包辣条尝尝。因为你知道，像我这样的普通人，可能永远也买不起这么奢侈的食物吧。
Anyway, finally the team penetrated into their lost land and also waked up the evil dragon very successfully. Naturally, the team was involved in the fight against that dragon. Wait. Are you telling me that the very dragon that conquered the whole dwarf country now cannot beat 13 normal dwarfs and one hobbit? So the dragon's kind of pissed off and decided to go out and do some killings. Damn, that dragon is just a little baby anyhow.And leaving us with a net not so attractive, so ended this movie.
最后主角一行人终于潜入了故土，
penetrate into their lost land，
却还是非常成功的惊醒了巨龙。主角们自然无法避免的要卷入与巨龙的一战，
get involved in the fight against that dragon.
不过等等，曾经凭一己之力就把矮人灭国的巨龙，现在还打不过13个矮人加一个霍比特人。这个故事告诉我们要经常锻炼身体，不要老是睡觉，不然会退化成渣的。前括号，请让我再次默默地擦拭一下被编剧蠢出的眼泪。后括号。所以巨龙就还有点小生气，
So the dragon's kind of pissed off，
想说去外面杀一点人出出气好了。所以说这个巨龙根本就是个玻璃心的小屁孩好吗？总之留下了一个不太有吸引力的结尾，第二部算是就此结束了。好了，这次我们学习的内容有
Setting
剧情设定，
Almighty
万能的，
Invisible
隐形的， Hodad 类似英语里的 Fuck，
Penetrate
潜入渗透，
Get involved in something
被卷入某事，
Get pissed off
被惹怒，以及一个句型就是
Once somebody do something somebody else would do something，
一旦怎样怎样就会怎样怎样。最后想听二师兄用什么样的声线读什么样的英语句子呢？请在下方留言吧，二师兄将在下期的片尾尽量把你的句子读出来的。应上期听众要求，今次要读的是
Where is that short habit?
以及一句很励志的话，说什么呢？就说
3 months ago I was just like you, and 3 months later you could be just like me. Give yourself a chance and give 甘英超美 a chance.
3个月前我和你一样，3个月后你也可以和我一样，给自己一个机会，也给感应超美一个机会吧。
Thanks for listening and be sure to subscribe.
本期节目到此结束，谢谢围观。